This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Yeah. A good shepherd get light to the sheep, least nice, but nah, ain't nice underneath. Got a price on a leash, I don't trust when they speak. It's on a real spike for the meat. Well, I bleed with the best, got the people, the eagle and dons, I done feed with the flesh, trying to smeagle the race. You believe that I'm blessed, got a speed to the left. All of my clothes, I be eager to mesh, oh no. Might put her on a roster. I bet she gon' dread it, take all my betters, run through it like betters. Might make her a tenant, the way that she moving it, highly attentive. She speak a little Spanish, and so does a man, I can tell by Hispanic. A phone blowing up like a goddess, he must be the battery. Confidence 8 feet tall, all of my business can't see ghosts. Got on my side, I can't see flaws. Tell the chauffeur, don't slam my doors. Speed it up, speed it up, speed it up. Yeah, I done seen enough, seen enough, seen enough. Yeah, I done seen enough. Make condition life, save a man money, make bad like a man. Send a beat.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes. I am not here to be part of. I am here to take over. Hold on. Wrong show. Anyways, how are you? Today's March the 6th of 2024. Day 66 of the year, and only 300 days left to go. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out and doing all of our lovely stuff on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday, because that's where we're at, buddy. That's how everything goes around here. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place we do stuff at.
Radio in USA, Canada, UK.
Yeah, you know how it goes around here. You know, I get here, I get super excited. The moment I get into the studio, I know that you and I are going to get to hang out and do some of the stuff and talk about some of the craziest and most interesting things that are going on inside of the world of safety, going on inside of the world of the news. I know some people were staying up super late last night with it being Super Tuesday yesterday. So we'll talk about that. You know, I always try to avoid the politics stuff, but I told you when we got to 2024, not that I was going to become a politician, because that sure as crap was not going to be the thing, but we're going to have to talk about it because it was going to be a big circle of what was going on inside of the world there. So we're here, and that's why you're seeing a little bit more diving in regards to some of that stuff. So don't worry about that. We will take care of some of the other aspects as things do move forward. So keep that in mind. Also, additionally, as we are talking, you know, the things that are important around here are the things that you deem important. So our show does the fluidity of what you want to do. So what does that mean? You go to callinradio.com. Yes, that's callinradio.com. That feeds our system, meaning that will actually have the aspect of doing things on Radio Big, things on Safety FM. Also, you'll be able to do a video chat, audio chat, and additionally, a text message. Now, let me talk real quick, just for a brief moment. You can go to the social media aspects. I'm terrible at checking them. I just really am. So if you put a message there, it might not be until tomorrow that I see it or after the show. So I always like to give people fair warning about that. Fair warning is what I call it. So with that being said, here's the gig. Our show is about safety in the news, news and safety. Always has been, always will be. Rant show from time to time, depending on who comes on. Outside of that, we sit back, we relax, we have fun on this Whip 'em Out Wednesday because, you know, Wednesdays are an important day to our cause. So that's what we have going on. That's the whole gig. Gig and caboodle. Okay? So why don't we do this real quick? Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so here you go. This is what it sounds like. Russia and China have big goals for the moon. We'll talk about that as we get into the hit list. Also, Elton John is not relocating to Australia. And Bennifer takes out the trash. Yeah, Bennifer. A Baywatch reboot and Freaky Friday sequels are in the work. In details, we'll talk about that as we get into some of the news segments. And also, the King gets to work amid his cancer treatment. So we'll talk about some level of those things as things do go on. So, a lot of stuff going on this morning as we have to talk and tell you a little bit about everything that's going on. Because that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. We talk about the things because they're important. We get to hang. We get to do some other stuff and all that. You know, I have to tell you, because, you know, I like to overshare from time to time. Over the last, we'll say week and a half, 2 weeks, it's been amazing some of the conversations that I'm able to be interacting with inside of the space of what we do. That I don't want to go, you know, too far with some of the stuff I'm going to say, but it almost comes across as life-changing events in some of these conversations. And it seems that, like, yesterday evening, even with it being Super Tuesday, there was a continuation of some of those convos that are going on. And I'm loving to see where the space is going. And I'm talking about the space of what we do. Because I think messaging is so important, at least in my opinion it is. So we'll talk about some of that today. We'll also talk about all the craziness that's going on inside of the world of the news, because, you know, Super Tuesday did play a big factor into that. So what I want you to do is sit back, relax, let's do this thing together that we call the Rated R Safety Show, and I'll have Mark Mayfield come in right now for him to do what he does. And that is the news right here.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. President Biden and Donald Trump had resounding victories in the Super Tuesday 2024 presidential primaries. There's no word if former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is going to end her GOP campaign with her poor showing. The only state she won was Vermont. Biden and Trump are the overwhelming favorites for the Democratic and Republican nominations. The list of potential vice presidential picks for President Trump's campaign is growing and getting longer.
I have my list. I have some folks who I like. But I would say this in all seriousness. I think the list is actually growing and getting longer.
That's according to Jason Miller, a senior advisor for Trump's presidential campaign. He added the campaign is still far from making a decision. Protesters interrupted Representative Adam Schiff's victory speech in Hollywood, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. The group disrupted Tuesday night's speech with chants of Let Gaza Live and Ceasefire Now. Schiff has secured enough votes to advance through the general election for California's open U.S. Senate seat. The Democrat will face Republican and former baseball player Steve Garvey in November. Credit card late fees are now capped at $8. Brian Shook reports.
It's a part of a larger initiative by the Biden administration to get rid of junk fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates the new regulation will save families more than $10 billion a year. It applies to large credit card issuers with more than a million accounts, which represent more than 95% of total outstanding credit card debt. This comes as the White House tries to show it's taking action to help families with the high cost of living. I'm Brian Shook.
And Bitcoin hit an all-time high on Tuesday. This comes after the SEC approved the exchange-traded funds that hold the cryptocurrency back in January. The cryptocurrency is over $68,800 for the first time since November of 2021. It's more than tripled since January of 2023. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. U.S. President Biden and former President Trump have taken a series of Super Tuesday wins in Republican and Democratic primaries. Hamas says ceasefire negotiations over Gaza are ongoing. UK Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt is setting out a budget on Wednesday containing what he calls permanent tax cuts. And the Philippines has summoned a Chinese representative over a collision in the contested Spratly Islands.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is being hit with new charges. Lisa G reports.
The Democrat was indicted on 12 new criminal charges, including obstruction of justice, conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, extortion, and conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent. The charges are related to an alleged years-long corruption and bribery scheme involving the governments of Egypt and Qatar. They come just days after a co-defendant in the case agreed to cooperate with the prosecution. Meantime, the charges returned by a grand jury in Manhattan come just 2 months before Menendez, his wife, and two New Jersey businessmen are scheduled for trial. Lisa G., New York.
A U.S. Strategic Command civilian employee appeared in federal court Tuesday, accused of sharing classified information on a foreign dating app. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel David Franklin Slater was arrested this past weekend on three charges, including conspiracy to disclose national defense information. He pled not guilty to allegedly communicating with someone claiming to be a woman from Ukraine, sharing sensitive information picked up in classified briefings on Russia's invasion. Slater faces up to 10 years in prison for each charge and a fine of up to $250,000 if fully convicted. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants against two high-ranking Russian military officials. Lisa Taylor has that story.
Sergei Kobylash and Viktor Sokolov are accused of being responsible for war crimes directing attacks at civilians. The Netherlands-based court pointed out Russian strikes against electric power plants and substations in Ukraine. The ruling is another step in the international community's efforts to bring justice for Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which has gone on now for over 2 years. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Liberty University is being hit with the largest penalty in the history of the U.S. Department of Education. According to the sanction announced Tuesday, the Virginia school is going to be paying a $14 million fine for creating a culture that suppressed those that were looking to report sexual violence. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, it sounds like some risky business around here as we get to hang out and do all kinds of fun stuff on this lovely Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. Oh, yes, that's what we're doing, hanging out, doing all the fun stuff. So let's talk real quick because we have a limited time and it's 16 minutes past the top of the hour because that is what we do. So Don Goski of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, extended his own Guinness World Record title for the most Big Mac burgers eaten in a lifetime after consuming an additional 728 burgers last year. His running total now stands at 34,128 Big Macs. As for his thoughts on the record, the 70-year-old said that many people thought that I'd be dead by now. But instead, I've been a record holder for about the 24th year in a row, one of Guinness's World Records longer-running record holders. So that's pretty cool to me. How it started was that he consumed his first Big Mac back in May of 1972, at which point he promised his mom that he would eat one non-Big Mac meal a day. But then on April the 1st of 1981, she let him out of the promise, saying, if there haven't killed you by now, just go ahead. So there you go. Big Macs, and Big Macs. Not of this world. There you go. So some stuff going on right there. So I guess if you have a record you want to break, go for it. Anyways, let's see. A dietized dog sled race that kicked off over the weekend in Alaska, and a race officials reported that one of the participants had to kill a moose to protect his team of dogs. Musher Dallas Seavey said that he shot and killed the moose with a handgun in self-defense after it became entangled with the dogs. According to the race rules, he gutted and cleaned the moose before proceeding. Race officials say that they're working to salvage the meat. Dallas is no rookie either. He holds the record of 5 wins of the notoriously difficult race. As of Tuesday evening, he was in 6th place. The race is expected to wrap up next week. This is according to the Associated Press. So hold on. I don't know how many people are in the race, so let's start off with that. So I hope it's not 6 of 6. But think about this. You had enough time because you had an entanglement to kill a moose and clean it out. Because it got entangled with your doggy oggies, with your pooches. That's pretty interesting. I mean, that's a beat within itself, if you really think about it.
Duh.
So there you go. Anyways, Battle of the Billionaires. Jeff Bezos returns to the top spot on Bloomberg's Billionaire Index this week. His net worth is up 23% over the last year and is back to over $200 billion. Elon Musk is just under $200 million, with a value of Tesla stock fluctuating. This is according to Bloomberg. So if that's important to you, now you got the news. And you know, Life-changing events there. Anyways, Target is joining the paid subscription delivery service space, offering unlimited same-day deliveries from stores at around $99 a year. It also promises two-day delivery from online inventory. When the program launches next month, shoppers can get a hefty discount until May the 18th for just $49. In a recent earnings report, three consecutive quarters of sales declines across the company stores and website. So this will be kind of the leader eater in regards of changing some of that stuff. This is according to CNBC. So if you want to be on the lookout, be on it. So there you go. Anyways, Russia's space agency has plans to build a nuclear power plant on the moon sometime in the 2030s. The country's space chief said that they're working with China's space program on the International Lunar Research Station, which they say will begin construction before the end of the decade. Other participating countries include Venezuela, South Africa, Pakistan, and Egypt, to name a few. This is according to the Daily Mail. So if you're on the look, be on the look for that, because that's going to be definitely an interesting one when it's all said and done. What do you think? Some stuff to think about, right? Well, let's do this real quick, because, you know, money is time and time is money. Or at least somebody told me that, and it sounded cool at the time, so I guess that's why I'm saying it. I don't know if I believe it, but there you go. Let's have some Erin Royale come in and let her talk real quick about what the hell is going on with Money Matters.
Bitcoin hit an all-time high on Tuesday. This comes after the SEC approved the exchange-traded funds that hold the cryptocurrency back in January. The SEC's approval led to a cash infusion after lending legitimacy to the digital asset. The cryptocurrency is over $68,800 for the first time since November 2021. It's more than tripled since January 2023, when it was trading under $20,000. Four former Twitter executives are suing Elon Musk for unpaid severance. Matt Mattinson has the story.
The suit claims they're owed $128 million in compensation. Musk is accused of repeatedly refusing to honor clear contractual commitments.
Jeff Bezos overtakes Elon Musk as the world's richest person for the first time since 2021. Silvana Anau reports.
It's also the first time Musk has lost the top spot in the Bloomberg Billionaires Index in 9 months, when the CEO of LVMH, Bernard Arnault, briefly surpassed him. Bezos' net worth is estimated at $200 billion, topping Musk at $198 billion. Musk's fortune has dropped by $31 billion this year, as Tesla stock has lost a quarter of its value. Bezos recently sold about 50 million shares of Amazon, worth roughly $8 billion.
Credit card late fees are now capped at $8. It's a part of a larger initiative by the Biden administration to get rid of junk fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates that the new regulation will save families more than $10 billion a year. It applies to large credit card issuers with more than a million accounts, which represents more than 95% of total outstanding credit card debt. This comes as the White House tries to show it's taking action to help families with the high cost of living. The CFPB has also proposed a rule to stop excessive overdraft fees. Consumer and Business News, Erin Royale, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Erin, for that information right there. Because, listen, I love to know exactly what's going on, and you are always able to share that with me. The Dow lost about 404 points to close at 38,585 on Tuesday. The S&P lost about 52 points to close at 5,078, and the NASDAQ lost about 267 points to close at 15,939. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $82 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.32 on Tuesday. Bitcoin tumbled on Tuesday, down more than 7% and trading around $63,000. There was more than 1,975 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, and about 70 such cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $485 million or a $232.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you still have the chance to do so. Earlier in this morning, we talked a little bit about Elton John, so let's do that real quick. Elton John is not moving to Australia, at least not permanently, after being spotted looking for homes down under. Many assumed that the 76-year-old was looking to move, to make the big move, but his reps are simply saying that he wants a place to hang out when he visits. John and his husband, David, also have homes in the UK and in the US. This is according to the Daily Mail. I mean, what an amazing thing. The moment that somebody looks into something, all of a sudden it's all over the place. Take a listen to this. Vince McMahon sold about 5.35 million shares of WWE's parent company TKO this week. That's more over $411 million in his pocket. The sale comes over a month after McMahon left his role as TKO's executive chairman after the former employee filed a lawsuit accusing him of sexual assault. Last November, he sold around 8.4 million shares, netting him around $670 million. McMahon still owns about 15 million shares of TKO. This is according to Variety. So there you go, some information there. In case if you wanted to know, because we were talking about stocks this morning. Apparently, stock was very important stuff to talk about. So There you go. Some information for you. It is 25 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are still hanging out on this lovely Wednesday. Yes, it's the Wednesday is still so lovely. Let me talk about this news story real quick. Cops are looking for a suspect following an attack in New York City subway system on Tuesday. Police say the attacker approached a man from behind and hit him over the head with some kind of metal object in a Grand Avenue Newstown station and Elmhurst, Queens. The suspect fled the scene after the unprovoked incident. The victim was taken to a nearby hospital and is expected to recover without any kind of issues. So there you go. Interesting stuff going on there. There is no doubt. Also, just talk about this coming out of Maryland. The state's attorney of Baltimore City and Prince George County testified in Annapolis Tuesday in support of expanding Maryland's organized crime legislation. City State Attorney Ivan Bates says that it would lead to a tougher consequences for those who profit from organized criminal activity and expands the offenses that can be prosecuted and allow victims to sue for damages.
This legislation makes common sense improvements to empower victims, to also hold offenders accountable, and restore fairness to critical facets of the criminal justice system that have needed improvement for quite some time.
I never understand that common sense approach. I mean, I don't know how common sense is or sense or common is to the approach, but hey, there you go. PG County's State Attorney Asha Braveboy, that's the last name, says that criminal organizations have become more sophisticated and prosecutors need an arsenal of tools to ensure legal consequences and accountability. Similar legislation failed during last year's session, but supporters believe that lawmakers may be receptive this year. Also, Prince George County State Attorney says that criminal organizations use young people.
We are seeing the emergence of smaller criminal groups. These groups, often referred to as crews, typically consist of adults who recruit minors to participate in their criminal endeavors.
Surprise, surprise there. PG County State Attorney also says similar legislation failed last year, but this year may be different.
It is really about making sure that our laws are effective, that we can address what we see as crime in a more effective way across the board. And so we think that perhaps the legislature will be maybe more open to it.
Yes, we're hoping that the more openness, because oneness is so important in regards to when we talk about some of these things. You know, sometimes you have to go back to that door several times before things move forward. Sorry, but it's just the reality of life. That's how it happens. I don't think I'm telling you anything out of the ordinary. Seriously.
Rated R Safety Show. Sarcastic? Never.
Okay, the federal government says that free COVID-19 tests and free Pfizer antiviral medication are ending. Mark Mayfield has more.
The USPS distribution is set to end this Friday because the virus has slowed considerably. Officials say they have delivered over 1.8 billion free COVID-19 tests to the American people, and they could return in the future if the need arises. All pandemic-era doses of Paxlovid are also scheduled to stop being dispensed by pharmacies on Friday, following a decision earlier this year by the FDA. You can still get free COVID-19 tests through the National Institutes of Health program called Home Test to Treat. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Did he say home sets to treat? Like trick or treat? I mean, I'm just slightly confused there, but hey, whatever. That's what goes down from time to time. Anyways, let's talk about Clinton Township, Michigan, real quick. The Clinton Township and Macomb County officials say the distribution center caught fire Monday night, basically a war zone. The explosion at select distribution caused the canisters of butane, nitrous oxide, and lighter fluid that were being held and stored illegally.
And we encourage, again, people not to go out looking for these for souvenirs. This is not a game. These things are dangerous. They're jagged. They could hurt some little people. And they're containers that are still exploding.
Hold on. They could hurt some little people, but they can't hurt big people? I'm slightly confused there. But okay, I get a little emotional when talking, so I understand it. That was Clinton Township Supervisor Robert Cannon. Oh, what a great last name, by the way. One person a quarter mile away was killed by a projectile. Yeah, not a joke there. In addition to the tanks, knives were also among the flying debris. Officials say that there is no issue with water quality. Clinton Township Fire Chief Tim Duncan describes the fire scene.
It basically was a war zone. You had shrapnel going off everywhere you looked. So if you're standing outside, you're wondering, when's the next piece coming at my way? When's it going to hit us?
I mean, think about that cluster. I mean, I'm not joking as I say that. And when I say cluster, I'm being really kind with that term because that sounds like a total cluster. Well, you know the next word that goes there. But man, think about that real quick. I came to see a mob scene because that's what it's going to sound like when it's all said and done. No doubt about that. Do we want to do Road to the White House or do we want to wait? And let's just do it right now. Get it over with. Okay, here's the Road to the White House. Super Tuesday last night. Take a listen.
Road to the White House 2024. It was the biggest day of the 2024 presidential primary season for Donald Trump and President Biden.
Well, thank you very much. They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one. And they tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this.
Both had resounding victories, taking the lion's share of delegates. There's no word if former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will end her GOP campaign with her poor showing, although she is projected to win in Vermont. Biden and Trump are the overwhelming favorites for the Democratic and Republican nominations. In Washington, I'm Brian Shook.
Okay, so here's the question for you. Are you ready for the rematch? Because that's what it's sounding like it's going to go, unless some kind of big thing happens here within, well, give or take 8 months or so. Not sure exactly what will occur. Are you looking forward to it? And then here comes the other question that I asked. So let's see. Has there ever been two opponents that have went against each other where one person lost and then came back and won the second time? I don't know. I don't follow politics that closely. I'm being dead serious as I say this. I know people get pissed off like, yes, you do. No, I don't. If I really did, I would tell you. I just really just don't love politics. It's just a weird world when it comes to that. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. I don't want to get too far away into the weeds. We have other subject matters to talk about, and I think we're going to talk about those right now. I call this section of the show our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
And here we are once again talking about those things that are so important to us. Those things that could be life-changing. Those things that could have an impact on a way that we take a look at the world. What are those things? Maybe that's the question to ask. But here's the gig. Why is it that we get so hung up in the world of the strange? Why is it that we're always looking for the next big thing? And I'm not talking about Brock Lesnar, just in case if you're a professional wrestling fan. But when I'm talking about some of this stuff, I'm always amazed on what we are looking for. And I will tell you, yesterday I had the privilege and the honor of being involved in a conversation. And I always look at the big picture of what is going on in fluidity and wording and how things occur. And it seems to me, and I can only tell you how I envision some of this stuff, doesn't necessarily mean that it's right, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong, on how hung up we get on words. Is that a good thing? I don't know. Is it a bad thing? I don't know. That's something for you to determine. That's the way that this goes. When we look at some of this stuff that we do for work, why is it so important that everything has a name? And it is amazing to me the mix and match of certain things. Like, if you are watching on the video feed, right now I am holding a box. And in this box, there are tissues. For the longest period of time, people referred to tissues as Kleenex. That is a brand specific. If you looked at a copying machine back in the good old days, people didn't call them copying machines. They referred to them, can you give me a Xerox of that? That was another brand specific thing. So when I get to hang out with people and they start talking about they're looking at human and organizational performance, but they call it operational learning, which is a tool that can be used in the system, it becomes slightly confusing. It becomes one of those things that I go, huh, are we sure that we're hanging out doing the right thing? Because, listen, you can get hung up on tools, but let's not rename the whole thing because you're, you know, affiliated or, let's say, fascinated with a tool. Let's put it that way. And listen, I'm not going to get hung up on talking about one particular aspect, but what I need for the conversation to drive to is looking at the bigger picture. And yes, HOP, human and organizational performance, is so close to HOPS, which is in beer, where people get, oh, well, I mean, I think this is something I can jump on. The funny thing is, if I kind of look back and go, well, human performance improvement, HPI, was there at one particular point, and that's not a big deal. But where I get kind of hung up is on this proximity infatuation, on where words need to be so specific to what exactly you do. How about that we look at this at the end of the day, what you're trying to implement in someone's inside of this thing that we call work is a cultural change. Because when we get so hung up on names, you don't want it to come across as a program. And a lot of the conversation that was had yesterday was about program fatigue. Here's the fun part. As I sit back and look at some of this stuff, if you're familiar, I read and I talk quite a bit about some of the work that Todd Conklin has done. And as I look back, I kind of chuckle. Because if we look back at some of the stuff on how it was called, at the very beginning, if you're looking on the video screen, if not, that's fine, because remember, we're a radio station first. Simple Revolutionary Acts is what that thing was titled at the very beginning. And if you think about it, and you kind of give the bigger perspective to the whole world, that is exactly what we're trying to accomplish. Simple Revolutionary Acts. Don't become so fixated on the proximity of what something is. And a fixation on proximity is not the greatest thing. Think about it in that particular way. It might take you places that you did not expect. Proximity infatuation. What a gig.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. I know you won't, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the Morning.
So bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
You get a mess, oh no. Might put on a roster. I bet she gon' dread it. Take all my betters. Run through it like betters. Might make her a tenant. The way that she moving it. Highly a tenant. She speak a little Spanish. And so does a man. I can tell by Hispanic. A full blow. I look like a goddess. He must be the battery. Beat it up. Let me finish. Confidence 8 feet tall. All of my business. Can't see ghosts. Got on my side. I can't see flaws. Tell the chauffeur. Don't slam my doors. Speed it up. Speed it up. Speed it up. Yeah, I done seen enough, seen enough, seen enough. Yeah, I done seen enough.
Okay, there you go. 43 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show, hour number one of the Jay Allen in the Morning Show, just in case you were wondering. Yeah, we'll be transferring over to Radio Big. You know, if we were cool cats, we would be making the walk down the block. But I'm lazy, so I get to hang out in the same studio and just go, okay, we're only connected over there now. So hopefully you're having a good old time this morning, because I will tell you, I am. Because I enjoy spending the time with you. There is no doubt about that. So this right here that you're taking a listen to? Yeah, this is Blind by Bryce Green. No, seriously. And so I had Sarah with you, because this is a little different tunage here. This song's readily available on Spotify. Apple Music, YouTube Music.
Speed it up, speed it up, speed it up.
You know, I'm starting to get to the point that I really think that what we need to do is take the songs that we play here and then put them onto Radio Big for that particular day. Just to you know, get you in the move and the groove of stuff. So there you go. We're moving and we're grooving this morning. Thank you to Bryce Green for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. So some stuff always going on. So there you go. Thank you. Let's move forward a little bit here and what's going on inside of our world, though, because that is what we do around here. No doubt about that. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. They have all kinds of information there, anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support resources, just to name a few. Once you get there, go into the website, go all the way to the far right-hand side, and click on the section that says Find Help. There are all kinds of information right there, even ways to get involved, ways to see what events are coming up, and even if you just want to rep by wearing a shirt and helping the cause move forward, that's there for you. As you might have noticed, depending if you hang out or don't hang out on some of the video feeds, it seems like I have a full portion of my wardrobe that's dedicated to what they're doing. Because to me, it's been that important. I remember going, I'll share a brief story real quick. I remember going to a Switchfoot concert in West Palm Beach, Florida, many moons ago. And that is when I heard of To Write Love on Her Arms back in that time frame. I want to say it was 2009, but, you know, time does kind of slip in my mind sometimes. But it was a long time ago in regards of when I saw them. And I was mesmerized from that particular point on in regards to what was going on. It might have been a little bit before then, but I don't want to give you the wrong thing. I hate giving wrong info because then I definitely need to put a correction in regards to what's going on. No doubt about that. Anyways, To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. Go there. It could change your life, just so you know. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick because, listen, it is almost that time of the year where people are getting super excited about this, but let's talk about the dark side of the eclipse. If you're looking to travel somewhere to witness the first total eclipse in North America since 2017, your chance to do so or on the cheap may already have well eclipsed. On Monday, April the 8th, the zone of totality where you can see the sun vanish completely goes from Mexico Pacific on the northeasterly path through Texas and on the Indiana, Ohio, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine have also been passing through Ontario and Canada, eastern provinces. The whole thing takes about 2.5 hours, but actually the time when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, turning the day into darkness, lasts just about 4 minutes. But getting accommodations in any of these prime viewing areas will cost you. For example, Killeen, Texas. Yeah, I used to serve time there. Fairfield Inn Marriott is offering rooms. Are you ready for this? For $809 on April the 8th. A week later, the room goes to $103. In Missouri, they have a bedroom at Airbnb. That's $1,350. In Cleveland, all hotel rooms are booked, but a one-bedroom apartment lists for $3,500 for just one night. And you get the idea, airfares are also much higher, 80%, for a chance to see the eclipse. And Delta is charging $749 for a flight from Austin to Detroit. And that is also designed for the in-air eclipsing. But the airline claims no responsibility for weather or takeoff delays. Of course, because why would you not do that? So no problem, because I have no intention of paying a fortune to take my kids to look at something that they aren't supposed to look at. That's number one. And these people do realize that they're spending a ton of money in order to see total darkness, right? I mean, Between you and I, have you ever been in a deprivation tank? It will kind of accomplish the same thing, except there's a little switch. You can turn it off and on. It might make your life a little bit easier and a little bit better when it's all said and done there. So don't doubt anything, just for information purposes. So there you go. There you go. Always moving and grooving around here, talking about what's important. Because you know that story was an important one in regards to what we were talking about. So let's talk about this real quick. Kent County Sheriff deputies are still trying to find the dog that bit a 9-year-old. Bass nose on February the 11th. The dog's owner, the boy, was playing in a high school playground on Evergreen Street, SE, near when the dog was brought to the school by three other children. Take a listen.
We are hoping that the community can come together to find this guy and at least give the sheriff a heads up if they do know who the person is.
Okay, the mother of Rosalind Martin, she's hoping that the owner of the dogs comes forward on their own and says it doesn't want people to forget what happened last month. She says that they need to keep their dogs on a leash and away from kids that are playing at a park. Rosalind Martin also says that she wants the owner that bit her sons on the nose to be found soon.
I know the kids seen it. I know they wasn't quiet about it. So if your kids probably heard another kid at school talking about it, that'll help. Call Silence Observer, call the sheriff. We just need help to find this person. It's not fair what my son went through.
Yeah, definitely need to find out what's going on. No doubt about that. That is for sure. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that wildfires have torched the panhandle are nothing short of catastrophic. Mark Mayfield has more.
He toured the area Tuesday by helicopter. The smokehouse fire, now the largest in Texas history, and 70% of Hemp Hill County has burned. Dozens of families have been displaced, and the fires have been deadly. The chief of the Fritch Volunteer Fire Department died while battling a structure fire. The governor also put out an urgent call for hay. He says the cattle that survived are starving. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Okay, thank you, Mark Mayfield, for that information right there. A joint meeting between the city of Miami and Miami-Dade County is being held to try to get an agreement for the expansion of rapid transit zone. Miami-Dade Commissioner Raquel Regaldo says the properties are within the city of Miami, but the county is in control of the zoning.
We just want the city to partner with us so that we can move the ball forward, because we all suffer from the issue of congestion, and these transit-oriented developments help us get a little bit closer by putting more riders on public transit and allowing us to expand.
Yeah, moving the ball forward is always a good idea. She says the goal is to come up with a reasonable path forward that will also stage for further expansions. Miami-Dade Commissioner also says that the properties that are within the city, but the county is in control of the zoning, so they need to come up with a plan together.
I'm really hoping that we can have a meeting of the minds with the city. You know, they've been working with our staff, and they've brought up, you know, some of their concerns.
Raquel also says they need to come up with a plan together for their both entities that they can agree on.
These are properties that are within the city of Miami, where the county is taking the zoning.
Yep, there you go. Miami, Miami, Miami. Welcome to Miami. Let's do one more real quick. The House is unveiling a bipartisan bill to ban TikTok. Mark Mayfield has more.
On Tuesday, both the Democrat and Republican House reps introduced a bill that would force TikTok to separate from its Chinese-owned parent company ByteDance or be banned in the U.S. The bill gives ByteDance 5 months to divest from TikTok before the ban would go into effect. The House Energy and Commerce Committee will consider the bill on Thursday. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Okay, thank you, Mark Mayfield, for that information right there. I got some John Smalls waiting in the wing because we need to tell you about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is possible with support from GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Hannah. Robin Williams said, "I used to think that the worst thing in life was to end up alone. It's not. The worst thing in life is to end up with people who make you feel alone." It always makes me sad when I read these quotes from Robin Williams. There are a few other things he said that are now super sad, knowing how things ended. I am really glad this quote was shared, though. Even if it is tough to talk about, we need to talk with one another about these things. A simple discussion with your friends could save their life or could save yours. Be there for one another. Nobody wants to be alone, but like Robin said, it's even worse to be around people who make us feel alone. Don't let that happen.
The Motivation Minute.
This has been today's Motivation Minute, made possible with support from GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Your favorite quotes can be submitted at MotivationMinute.org.
The first birth control pill approved in the U.S. for over-the-counter use will be available later this month. It's called Opill, and it's manufactured by Perrigo. The contraceptive, which studies show is 98% effective if taken as directed, will cost $20 for a one-month supply, $50 for a three-month supply. It'll be available online and at select pharmacies, including CVS and Walgreens. Opill isn't new. It was FDA-approved for prescription use way back in 1973. Missouri cannabis products have brought in a little over $1 billion in sales this past year, but some producers say new state packaging rules are causing significant delays. Companies must now submit their designs for state approval. Soon, packaging will only be allowed one color besides black and white. The idea is to make it look less appealing to kids. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety show.
Yeah, we're always pitfalling here on our society, no doubt about that. Let's talk about some things that happened back in 2018, kind of because it's already been a subject matter for today, but we'll talk about it when it happened in 2018 as well. Jeff Bezos named the world's richest person for the first time by Forbes with a net worth of $122 million. Bill Gates now is the second spot. For $90 billion. That's happening back in 2018. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Jacob Bernard turns 24. Josh Hart, 29. Sam Bankman-Fried, 32. Tyler, the Creator, turns 33. Shaquille O'Neal turns 52. Connie Britton turns 57. Alan Davis, 58. D.L. Hughley turns 61. Martin Cove turns 78. And David Gilmour also turns 78. Alan Greenspan turns 98. And William H. Webster. Yeah, he was a former director of the FBI and the CIA. Well, he turns 100 today, just in case if you were wondering. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I got some of those for you. It's National Dress Day, meaning wear a dress, I would imagine. National Oreo Cookie Day. National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. National Frozen Food Day. Hospitality Worker and Healthcare Day. And National Dentist Day. I should probably go visit my dentist. I haven't seen her in a while. So there you go. That's some stuff for you on that side of the equation. If you're looking for a random joke for today, I always have some of those for you because let's be random. Why don't we? So if you need one, this is what it should sound like. I know they didn't ask for it, but I sent a stool sample with my tax return anyways. Yeah, I said that out loud. Okay, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What awful movie do you absolutely love? There's just so many of them that it's very hard to talk about. Oh, there you go. Anyways, and if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Question, according to a survey, this is the number one thing people eat on dates. What is it? Cookies. Out of all things, cookies. Would have never guessed that one. That one's kind of it's an anomaly to me. But then again, as of late, a lot of things have been anomalies to me. We'll leave it neither here nor there. Anyways, it is Whip 'em Out Wednesday, so and continue to enjoy that. If you hang out here on Safety FM, you will hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he's talking about the world of safety consulting. No doubt about that. If you want to come to the other side of the equation where I will be at on RadioBig.fm, you can hang out over there and we'll talk about the world of entertainment and the world of music if you want to help hang out for the next couple hours or so. That is for sure. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Because without you, it sure as shit doesn't make a lot of sense to hang out around here. That is for sure. No doubt about that. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Life is too short for fake butter, cheese, or people. Think about that. It's so important. Really, really think about it. I hope it takes you to places that you never expected. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye. And I really do mean that. I really do love you. Take care. And I'll see you on the other side if you choose to join me. Of course, the choice is yours.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. I bet she gon' dread it, take all my betters, run through it like betters, might make her a tenant, the way that she moving it, highly attentive, she speak a little Spanish, and so does a man, I can tell by Hispanic, a phone blow, I look like a goddess, he must be the battery, beat it up, let me finish, confidence 8 feet tall, all of my business, can't see ghosts, got on my side, I can't see flaws, tell the chauffeur, don't slam my doors, speed it up, speed it up, speed it up, yeah, I done, seen enough, seen enough, seen enough, yeah, I done, seen enough, mint condition, life, save a mint, money, make that like a mint, send a